furthermore, on any job description changes as far as the agency goes. The appointed people that work solely for the sheriff, you know, we've been through the route and we've been through the litigation of, you know, who runs and who operates and the daily operations and the furtherance of anything there at the sheriff's office other than the buildings. So, you know, I don't agree with you with the ordinance or the job description change. I'm sorry, not the ordinance, but the job description change. But I also think it's perverse and strange that that is a position that has been pursued for several years now in this county in regards to everything under the sun. I don't know what else to do with the attitude and the personalities and the different things that, but it does feel like it's an attack position as well as mine. So this is my time. I'm going to walk away. It's not.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm doing my speaking for my agency and for what the statute provides and what everyone else has, you know, thinks that they need to do at the sheriff's office. So with that, I am done. I am not going to answer any questions. I'm not going to have a conversation because the conversation doesn't go anywhere in here. Tried to have those conversations. It's not going to happen. The simple fact is that there is litigation that is currently standing, and we'll wait and see what that litigation ends with. So that's where I'm going to leave it at.
I think we clearly show
with respect
that the nation does those duties, so we should accomplish what those duties are done in the job description. So that's okay. But I do have another question for you, unless you're leaving. Do you want to go back up here?
Maybe.
Okay. Let's talk about
what's your question?
You mentioned the building, right? So let's talk about the security cameras and who made that decision to have an employee change access to the security cameras.
At the direction, my direction.
Okay. So
for the fact, absolutely.
Okay.
For the fact that it is my obligation to secure the facility, the inmates' welfare and well-being, everything in that facility, inside, and the operations of it.
So changing access affected the inmates' well-being?
It could, because if people have access to it from the outside, they could have photographs or pictures, still pictures or video, of things that the inmates are doing as well. There's several cameras inside that facility.
Okay.
And to change it is my option. And if there's
a
conversation, well, if you don't think so, and we can talk about that, but it's one of those things where there can be a master, but sometimes that master is going to have to be changed. And I'm talking about the passcodes and the sharing of those passcodes.
So let me ask you this. If at the courthouse we have security, right, and an employee from the auditor's office or the treasurer's office, surveyors, called the vendor and had all of the passcodes changed, do you believe something's wrong with that? Because
they're not an elected official and they're not the sheriff with the responsibilities of the sheriff's office.
Okay, but
so
you just told me
you can compare whatever you want to compare to make this sound what you want it to sound, and I'm not going to have the rest of this conversation. If you want to have a conversation with IT and with you and me, then we'll have that conversation. But until then,
let me ask, because you said we should have had conversation. Don't you think the conversation should have been before you pulled the plug as opposed to pulling the plug and now we're having the conversation? I mean, we should have done that before.
Because it affected more than one department. What do you go, Renee, 12 hours without access? So outside of not being able to see her own door, couldn't see the fuel tanks of the counties, other areas they monitor. So it wasn't just one department that it impacted.
Well, I don't know what the issue was with those, just those cameras, but talking to the director, she went to the instrument and tried to change things and it went down. I don't know it didn't affect any of the other cameras, but it affected those cameras. So maybe a recommendation would be to put that on a separate system if that's on a separate agency. If it's inside my facility and it's all tied together.
You just told me it was our building. Now it's inside your building. I'm
inside the responsibilities of the sheriff's office.
Okay, but the security agreement for the cameras, here it is from 2019. It was signed by Commissioner Josh Hewitts. It was paid for from the county rainy day. So although it's there, it's no different than the courthouse or any other county facility. We are over the county facilities. So we have the ability, in particular, IT has to have access if you want them to help when
the IT comes from the people that are contracted to put the cameras in.
No.
You know, so that's IT where I am at with it. And if IT has to be in it, then we'll give the IT password.
Okay, but I believe they've asked and they've been denied.
I've never been asked.
You've never been asked. Okay, so you were not asked by Natasha for the password for IT. I want to make sure we're clear.
She was asked.
Did she ask you?
No.
Okay, so she's not asked you for IT to have the passcode.
We've had a conversation, and at this time, I didn't think there was a need. There's no issues with the computer. There's no repairs that need to be made. There's no outside access that needs to be given. Even if a public request comes in, it has to go through attorneys to decide if the public request is even reasonable.
Well, we're not public.
You're using examples that you want to use. But it is an example.
It looks very targeted from the standpoint of we disputed all the lies that are being told from you and your wife in terms of we're not being compensated for commissary. We show the video and show you are.
No, you showed a picture of somebody standing facing a door is what you showed. That's what you showed. You showed a picture of a person standing at a door with a person standing behind that person. That's what you showed.
No.
So I'm not going to entertain you, and I'm not going to give you the time of day on this for the fact that you can have your attorneys contact mine, and we'll go forward from there. But if you want to turn, you want to turn this into a circus, and you want to point everything that we're doing something wrong. We're not.
It's here. The circus is there every time.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I guess you can go back to IMI now. Okay. Any other department heads?
Go back to paving your own roads. Chip and seal.
All right, Renee.
Then
you get to follow that up.
Utilities. Have a great day.
Bye, Rich.
Bye, buddy.